upon my destiny, upon my purpose in this earth. Shake yourself.
We've been quickened together with Him, raised up together with Him, seated together in Him in heavenly places.
I've got news for you. Anything that Jesus says in this book, it's not false.
Some more of these guys, and they're going to be coming on the scene. We're going to see revivals. We're going to see things change.
Now, why can you be strong in the Lord? Because He's delegated authority to you. It's in Him. It's in Him.
The church needs to carry out the Great Commission of Christ. You better read it.
I moved to Oslo, and I've been there since. And eventually, at the age of 15, I started getting into drugs. I still remember the very day that one of my neighbors invited me to the backyard of my parents' house. It was a big park, a Bellevue Park. And my neighbor introduced me. He asked me if I wanted to come join him. So I said, I didn't know nothing about it. Nobody had warned me about drugs or anything back then. So I did. We smoked 2 joints, and I got hooked immediately. And then not too long after that, I had another friend. I call them friends, but I should quote-unquote friends, because they're not friends. But they didn't know any better, because they were influenced by other people like that, too. That's the power of influence. I just want to throw that in there. You know, if you don't know the difference between right and wrong, you'll just be gullible to everything basically around you. You'll just fall prey for any whim, any desire, anything that goes will go with you. And that's what happened with me. So they invited me to a little party. I had my first beer. I got drunk that day. I had 5 beers. I got drunk. I loved it. And that led me into a path of 16 years of drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, fornication. That's having sex with women outside of marriage, self-indulgence, that's masturbation, a little bit of pornography, crime. I had drug. I actually got a record. I started breaking into schools out of all places. No pun intended. But we did. We started breaking into schools on the weekend when we were high and stuff like that. I got a record. I did some jail time in Austin, Whitley Jail. It's not there anymore. So anyhow, long story short, I got kicked out of 4 high schools. The same high school in it's in Benin, it's off of York Mills, and I came on the other street there. It's a French high school, it's still there today. I got kicked out of there twice because of the drugs. I used to get drunk at school, and then didn't want me back. So the second time they said don't come back. I went to another school in Oshawa, McLaughlin. I got 2 credits. Actually, I got 1 credit that year, and they tried to fail me in my French, but I said, you can't fail me in my French because I'm French. I'm fluent French. So they gave me the 2nd credit. I got 2 credits out of 8 that year. They said, we don't want you back in the school. You caused too many problems. I went to O'Neill the very next year, and I got kicked out 2 months after for the drugs. So anyhow, I finally got my grade 12. Long story short, I got into construction. Got into the rock and roll. If you guys ever go on my website, my YouTube, I do a 3-part biography. I got pictures of my hair down here. I got into the music, became a very good musician, and I eventually moved up to Drummondville, Quebec, all French community. I went out there to try to play music. I was still doing the drugs back then. I was drinking the whole thing. And I had a praying mother. My mom had prayed for me for 15 years. From the day she found out I was on drugs, she told me this later on. She started praying for me. And my mom was a born-again Christian. And it came to a place where the police would show up at my house, at my parents' house. And it came to the place where she was so worried about me that she lost almost 30 to 40 pounds of worry. And she asked her friends to pray for me. So long story short, I moved out to Quebec. My mom's been praying for me for 15 years. I got no desire for God whatsoever. I haven't been in church in 15, 16 years. I'm 31 at the time. I haven't been in church since the age of 15. And this Saturday afternoon, I'm upstairs at the fourth floor where we're staying. I was practicing my guitar. I was praying about 8 to 10 hours a day back then. I was practicing a lot, writing the songs, writing melodies, the whole thing. And I went to the chapel for some reason. Went down there, left, went back up. Three times I went to that chapel that day. The third time, there were some people in the chapel, and they were up at the front, and I heard them say some things. And what came to me was, they were talking about being sinners. And I said, I still remember, this is 20 years ago, I still remember that moment where I said, if they're sinners and they're ministers, what am I? So they were done their little thing up there, and on their way out, I'm still sitting there at the back of the little chapel, and one of the ladies walks by, she goes, you want to talk to somebody? I must have had some kind of look on my face. I said, yeah, I'd like to talk to somebody. So the one man came up, he went to a little room right next door. As soon as I walked in that room, I saw 15 years of my life flash before my eyes. I saw the girl that slept with. I saw the drugs I'd been smoking. Not just smoking dope. I never put needles in my arm. I had some friends who did that. Thank God I never got into that. But I did the coke, I did the mushrooms, the mescaline, smoked hash, the whole thing. Cocaine. It all came with a package, right? It was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. All I know is that flashed before my eyes within 5 seconds. All I know, I broke down like a baby. I never cried so hard in my life, 31 years old, realized that I was not going to heaven. That's what came to me. If I died at that very moment, I knew that I was not going to go to heaven. And I knew there was only one other place that I was going to go if I was going to die. That was hell. I knew that. And later on, once I got into the Word, the Lord showed me what I experienced at that moment. John 16:8-9. When the Spirit of God comes to the world, He will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Sin, because they believe not. And I was not a believer. That's what I experienced. I experienced my sin. I saw sin for the first time like I'd never seen before. I saw sin the way God sees sin. To the point where that's where He sent Jesus, His only begotten Son, on the cross. You know, everybody wears crosses today. I used to wear a cross before I got born again. But when I got born again, I took the cross off because I wore the cross for all the wrong reasons. I was a rocker. I was into rock and roll. You go to Hollywood. You watch it on TV. I don't want to mention names, but you get all these Hollywood stars. They got all the crosses. They got a cross on their arm. They have no idea what the cross is all about. Who died on that cross? And not only who died on that cross, but why He died on that cross. And I knew that that person I had heard about for years, Jesus Christ, had died for my sin. Not only for my sin, but for the sins of humanity. I walked out of that courtroom after I saw my sin like I'd never seen it before. After I cried, I walked out of there. Nobody had preached the gospel to me. But I walked out of there. I didn't know what had happened. I walked out of that room. I never had a desire for a drink after that. I never had a desire for the drugs. I lost all desire for sleeping with women. I'm still waiting for my wife. It's been 20 years. I've kept myself by the grace of God. I've never had the desire to masturbate. I got set free. I got set free from smoking. But when I moved back home, I was going to a friend's place that I played in a rock band with. I would have one cigarette once a week. One. And on my way, to his place on a Friday night, I heard a voice. That voice said, I don't want you to smoke tonight. Now, I didn't know God very well at that time. I went to my friend's place. He actually died a couple of years ago. And I had half a cigarette. And I got almost so sick to my stomach, I almost vomited. I had to run to this washroom, and I was in there for 2 hours. He said, are you okay? I said, I'm not okay. I never had a cigarette ever since. But that was God. He caused me to taste the cigarette, the toxins in those cigarettes, like I never, and I smoked for 16 years before that. And I never got sick over it. So that was another instance of God's power. But all I know is when I walked out of that little room, I knew that I was a changed man. And that's when I found out, or like our brother said, I became a new creation in Christ Jesus. I lost all desire for the things that I was addicted to, all desires of things that offended God. But more than that, because I had friends that quit drugs. I got friends. They quit. For good. They quit for good. And I'm glad for them. But you know what? I got born again. I got saved. And as much as what Jesus did at the cross for us, it's not good enough just to know it. We have to believe it. We have to receive it. Anything that God has done for us, we have to believe it. We have to receive it by believing. And I believed it that day. And I've been born again ever since. And I tell a lot of people, I was radically saved by a radical God, the right sense of the word radical. And I've been radical for Jesus Christ ever since. I appreciate your time.